Alright.
When you're down towards the seventh round, are you like relaxes, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, well, the draft is a little nerve-wracking as it is, but you know, once you get down to the seventh round, you get a whole bunch of calls from different teams about free agency and stuff like that. So I was actually fielding a couple different calls, and then obviously I got a call from the coaching staff here and didn't need to worry about free agency anymore.
Chip said that Jerry Azzanero recruited you at a high school. What do you remember about that? What do you remember about him coming to your pro day? Uh-huh. And did you remember him?
Right. He introduced himself to me at Pro Day and reminded me that he recruited me, and I didn't really remember too much about that, to be honest. That was a long time ago. But we just talked a little bit at Pro Day, and you know, he's a good guy to talk to. He's really easy to talk to, pretty approachable. And then, you know, just did the Pro Day stuff, and I actually came here for a visit too, so I talked to him a little more, learned more about the scheme, met, you know, the whole staff and the front office guys and everything like that. So got comfortable with it here.
With the scheme, what do you think they want out of the defensive lineman in the 3-4?
Right, so I'm a nose tackle, I'm a nose guard, so it's a two-gap system, which is a little different from what I've done in the past. One thing that they do here is they want their nose guard to play front side A-gap and then fall back to backside, whereas last year at Wisconsin, I was playing backside B-gap, you know, basically in our base front every time. So that's one thing I'll just have to adjust to. I think I need to be a little more patient. We just had our first practice today, so we'll see the film shortly here and then obviously learn from there.
As the draft went along and you weren't getting picked, did you kind of give up any hope that you were going to get drafted, and did you start to zero in on any teams that you might want to sign with as a free
agent? Well, you can never give up hope about being drafted. You know, you don't want to just abandon that. But, I mean, I guess during the draft I was always keeping an eye on the Eagles' picks because I wanted to secretly come here. But, you know, I was crossing my fingers. It's kind of an anxious thing to do. It all worked out. So
why did you want to come here? Why secretly?
It just seemed like a good fit. Like I said earlier, I came on a visit and just kind of clicked with Coach Az. He seemed like a great D-line coach, a great position coach. You know, even from one practice with him today, I can tell he's a technician and he pays attention to the little details, which are what you want in a coach as a player. So I was kind of hoping that I'd come here. One thing, too, that I thought on my visit is just seems like everyone's really bought into the organization, and I think that goes a long way.
Why do you think they wanted you, Jerry wanted you pre-college, and then they wanted you for the NFL? What is it about your game?
Well, I think
about your size.
I guess you said size. I think I'm a good, like a prototypical size for a nose tackle. 6'3". I think I weighed 329 today. But I think I play the game hard, and I like to think I'm a smart football player, and you know, smart, and you know, learning the scheme and things like that. And I think those are important aspects of being a football player off the field.
At Wisconsin,
staff here had a. You know, the new Chip Kelly has brought in a whole focus on nutrition, sleep. They're even proactive on sleep apnea, if I understand. How much of that have they talked to you about, and what have you learned about it?
Well, I just got in yesterday, so I've got a lot of learning to do for everything, especially like how you know, that kind of stuff is run. But it seems like they really like to take care of their players and make sure that they. That, you know, as a player, I take full advantage of my body, whether it be sleep, like you said, nutrition, things like that, and I'm going to use all that stuff to the fullest. So, you know, I got a lot to learn about that, so I'm not sure if I'm ready to answer.
At Wisconsin, your pranks became pretty popular.
Pranks?
Yeah, what's the best one you pulled, and how soon can you get here?
I don't know. One that I remember is my freshman year, a group of guys went on J.J. Watt's Twitter, and they said that he got moved to D-tackle from the end, and that guy was like a big... that was kind of like a big media buzz and stuff like that. That was pretty funny. I don't know if I was the best prankster at Wisconsin, though. Like, we had a lot of guys. You know, when you get there in camp, like the lulls of camp, I think just having fun like that can go a long way.
Did they pull anyone?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's always a little bit of stuff that you do when you're a freshman. Like, at Wisconsin, we always had to tuck our shirts in, and we had couches in our locker. We weren't allowed to sit on the couches and stuff like that, but... I think at Wisconsin, we just had a great group of guys that was really close, and we were all comfortable messing with each other. So, you know, even in our D-line room, we'd always give each other a hard time and stuff like that. And, you know, from everything I've been told, I want to try to create a more college-like atmosphere here with, you know, how tight-knit the players become. So hopefully that'll happen again.
Do you think that the – you were talking earlier about –
the adjustment, the scheme adjustment.
Right.
Is it, you feel it's more suited to you, or is something?
Yeah, no, I think I feel good about it. Even today, it's just you got to learn the little nuances that you get from taking reps. So, the beginning of practice today, I was lined up too close to the ball. By the end of practice, I learned you got to back off the ball a little bit. Just little things like change up your stance, put more weight back. You know, not having as much of an instep with your feet. Just little things that, as you get reps, you become more comfortable with. So, those are some things I learned today that I'll use tomorrow.
At what point in the pre-draft process did the Eagles first reach out to you?
It was early. That was kind of a whirlwind for me. I took like 8 visits, so probably like right after my pro day, to be honest. I talked to Coach Az my pro day, and then, you know, from there we set up a visit.
Did they go about their visit differently than some other teams? Anything that stick out that made it unique?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really, really well organized. You know, some places I went, it wasn't like that, but I got a schedule. It was all, you know, really well organized. I met with, you know, basically everybody, and it was a little more formal of an interview process than I had with different teams, and, you know, I think it went well, or else I wouldn't be here, probably.
Two more guys?
Did you bring that American flag shirt with you?
I did, yeah, I had to. It's one of my favorite shirts. I might have to get another one short sleeve. It's a long sleeve shirt. Can get a little hot sometimes in the summer, so it's good to wear to, like, concerts and stuff like that.
What do you mean by more formal?
For the interview process? Well, I guess the thing that comes to mind is I sat in a meeting room with the whole defensive staff, and they put on a cut-up of me, and they just said, you know, explain what you've been taught and what you're doing on each and every play. And I think it was a little more, I'm not sure the right word, it wasn't as relaxed maybe as some of the other interviews I went on, which, I mean, it's good. It was a little stressful. It was good, though, a little nerve-wracking.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Thank you.